The Homeland Security Department's National Protection and Programs Directorate is considering asking senior executives to fill out a 15-question checklist before they meet with vendors. Now, some in industry say the questions in this draft guidance go too far, and they fly in the face of the Obama administration's MythBusters campaign. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins me now with an exclusive look at the draft guidance and the reaction to it. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Emily.
So first of all, what does the draft guidance ask executives in the National Protection and Program Directorate to answer?
Well, let's be clear. Obviously, as you said, it's a draft guidance, so it's very, very far from being completed. In fact, it may never even be completed. But I still think there's a lot of questions in there and a lot of things it's telling senior executives to do that is very worrisome to a lot in industry. I mean, some of the questions are very common. They talk with who you're meeting, why you're meeting. I mean, stuff anybody wants to know. But when it gets to some of the other questions further down the list, some are calling very controversial, such as asking executives to determine how many times MPPD officials have met with that company in the last 6 months, or if the company has any contracts with DHS and all the details of those contracts. We're not just talking about the National Protection and Programs Directorate, but all of DHS. Now, the draft guidance also states that after collecting this information, if the proposed meeting relates to a current or a planned contracting opportunity, the executive should decline the meeting. And when they say current or planned contracting activity, they are talking about the request for proposals and a request for information. So this is the questions they're asking. That one paragraph probably takes it too far in the eyes of many in industry. Now, other people say maybe it's not so bad. Scott Amey is the general counsel for the Project on Government Oversight, and he says this type of guidance could have several benefits.
I actually think it's a fairly good roadmap here to avoid two types of problems that we see in procurement. One is the problem with not having a level playing field, and so I think this memo gets to that. In essence, it's a checklist, and it's also to help the government, the agency, and specifically personnel, avoid conflicts of interest and any ethical dilemmas that often appear in government spending cases.
So that's POGO, and of course they like it, but what is industry, what are the specific objections that industry is raising?
Well, I think many believe that these questions, many of the questions and many of what the end result of those asking those questions really do fly in the face of the administration's MythBusters campaign, which was put out there more than 2 years ago to increase and improve agency and contractor communication. Alan Shavkin, the senior vice president and general counsel for the Professional Services Council, Shavkin says that they brought these concerns about the memo to MPPD, to DHS headquarters, and even to the Office of Federal Procurement Policy.
Many of the questions and the information that's being requested from applicants for these meetings actually put a very significant chill on any communication, and we're concerned that if left unchanged, this will actually end up denying more meetings than it will facilitating meetings between industry and the government.
Now, Shavkin says the draft guidance also seems to run contrary to the message DHS headquarters is trying to send about working more closely with industry. I also caught up with Trey Hodgkins, the senior vice president for national security and procurement policy at Tech America, and he says limiting communication actually could hurt both the agency in the long run.
At a rudimentary level, if you have an entity that has responded to an RFI about how you do something, how do you approach something, what technologies are available to solve my problem or meet my mission, most agencies interact with those entities specifically based on that response to better understand what they're suggesting, to better understand the technologies that are out there. And this seems to cut off all of those entities that would have responded in that way. You know, in fact, I would suggest that this is even going to diminish the agency's abilities to get competition, because companies are going to look at this guidance and say, okay, I can't respond to an RFP and then expect to ever get a meeting at DHS again, if this should spread across the department.
Now, Hodgkin says that the message that even a draft document such as this sends is basically, hey, talking to industry is a lot more trouble than it's worth.
The message this seems to indicate that is either the messaging about MythBusters is not trickling down. At the point of execution, we still have a risk-averse community, and the indications from risk, the MythBusters activity and the MythBusters campaign have apparently not addressed those risks that the executors are concerned about. And then you are overlaying in some of the efforts to implement the MythBusters campaign. There's an overlay of legal concerns. And, of course, nobody wants to run afoul of the legal entities within their agency or department. And so these kinds of guidance tend to leave one with the conclusion that there are a lot of risks going down this road. And to the degree that the acquisition workforce is a risk-averse environment in today's public sector, then the general conclusion that many of them make is that this is just not something that's worth engaging in.
Now, PSC Schwaken adds, it's well known that MythBusters hasn't really moved down far enough the chain of contracting officers and contracting specialists, and that needs to be more focused both by OFPP and agency chief acquisition officers more generally. Now, the opposite of this is obviously what Scott Amy from Pogo brings into this. He says, look, this type of guidance does actually make a difference. He'd like to see other agencies consider something similar because it's really more of a complement to MythBusters.
This is merely a checklist trying to say, okay, if we're going to bring industry in and help us during the entire acquisition process from policy to contracting and to oversight, then at that point we need to make sure that we do it and have a list of what we expect our employees to do or don't do as we walk through that process. I mean, I think this is a really good list, and I think it will help the government and contractors avoid a lot of problems in the procurement process prior to the award, but then after.
Speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Jason, tell me, how likely is it that the checklist is actually going to get past this current draft stage?
Well, DHS MPPD issued this draft document in April. My understanding from sources is that this was issued to about 100 senior executives back in the April timeframe. And the general counsel has kind of pushed it forward a little bit. But I heard yesterday from a DHS official, they tell me that it was a draft document and it will not and nor will ever be put into practice. So they say MPPD continues to work to ensure its employees are properly informed in the areas of vendor engagement. And I also heard from a DHS spokeswoman, Marcia Catron, and she says in an emailed statement that the DHS components are required to adhere to the guidelines laid out in the DHS vendor communications plan. And we have both the draft memo and the vendor communications plan linked up on federalnewsradio.com. She says that recognizing vendor engagement is critical. DHS does several things such as industry days, small business events, and other vendor outreach activities. But again, I'm going to go back to my source at DHS who says, listen, that's fine that they're saying it's not going to be in place, but there are things happening inside the agency that make it point to that things are in places. And in fact, another industry source tells me that there's some concern that the document is actually spreading beyond MPPD, that other parts of DHS have gotten a copy and are thinking, hey, this isn't a bad idea. So it's going to be one of those things where time will tell how the issue plays out. Does MPPD really shelve the document? Does it push it, or do they really take out some of the what industry calls controversial questions? I mean, I know industry, OFPP, and now some congressional committees are paying more attention. Now, I did get back in touch with PSC's Alan Shavakin and Trey Hodgkins from Tech America to get their reaction to the news that MPPD decided to shelve the memo, at least temporarily, and both obviously were pleased with that. They said, listen, both basically said in comments to me that vendor engagement's important, it can't be done without us, and, you know, anything that kind of puts, as Alan Shavakin says, a chilling effect on communication is really harmful to all parties involved.
Yeah, and I think this underscores perhaps, even if it doesn't become policy, some of the internal debates that probably all agencies are going through when it comes to this type of thing.
I think you're absolutely right, and there's a lot of focus on the oversight of contracts. There's a lot of bid protests and suspension and debarment, really making those a priority. So I think there's a lot of pressure that contracting officers and contracting officials are facing, and I think that may be one of the areas where this type of memo kind of gets created from.